Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
At Whole Foods Market. Prime members get no antibiotics ever bone-in beef rib roast for 20% off through December 24th. Wow your guests with a fall-off-the-bone holiday centerpiece. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Brian Bakhtiari, executive manager of Stevens Creek Subaru. The holiday season is a time of giving. And for the 16th year in a row, we want to give back. From now until January 2nd, lease or purchase any new Subaru vehicle from Stevens Creek Subaru, and Subaru of America will donate $250 to a national charity of your choice during the 2024 Subaru Share Their Love event going on now at Stevens Creek Subaru. If that's not enough, buy or lease any new Subaru from Stevens Creek Subaru until December 31st and receive two Sierra at Tahoe season passes from Stevens Creek Subaru. So you get a great deal on a new Subaru, get two free season passes to Sierra at Tahoe, and help some great charities at the same time. It's a win-win-win at Stevens Creek Subaru. Located on Stevens Creek Boulevard near Santana Row and Valley Fair or online at StevensCreekSubaru.com. StevensCreekSubaru.com. And remember, buckle up and drive safely.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Stand of own, it's Lorenzo Neal, former NFL football player. I wanted to ask you about a guy. Before we get into Deebo Samuel, I've never seen a dude like Deebo Samuel, a guy that plays the position like that. I mean, he plays it. I mean, he wants – usually a wide receiver has got the speed like a Jerry Rice or is looking to – you know, the yards after the catch are like that of a Justin Jefferson. You just – they plant and they go. Deebo's looking for contact. There's a guy, tell me if you remember this dude, way back in the day. I think he came out like in 98, 99 out of Ohio State, and he played with the Arizona Cardinals until the early 2000s. He got popped for steroids. Oh, there was no doubt that that dude was juiced. David Boston.
Mm.
The guy was, I'll never forget.
Oh, he was way bigger than Deebo. You can't compare him to Deebo.
He was 6'2", like 250. Yeah. He was like a linebacker at a wide receiver, but he was still, he was ripped though, low. He was just shredded. Yoked.
Oh, you see the pictures.
I was just like, you got, like, how is that even humanly possible? And then, of course, we found out that he was taking the old. By the way, do you ever get tempted to be honest? You can come clean now.
I'm going to tell you. You know what?
Actually, I don't even want to go there with you.
Oh, no. Trust me.
I just figured you being a guy with such high moral standard, I felt comfortable. Asking that, knowing the answer.
Without a doubt, you know what? In my career, I've never ever tried steroids, never ever did so. But I knew guys, I remember it was at Fresno State, guys would go to a bowl game and I'd be the pee guy. I'd pee for them. So they're like, hey, you know, so you go in the bathroom, of course, and they come in, you just, here, it's a little thing you have to pee in and give them your urine, a couple of linemen I did it for. But, and then even in the pros, when I was with the Saints, some guys on my team, D linemen, they were in the program. They got popped for maybe steroids or weed or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And you'd have to pee for the guys. And I did that several times, well, a couple times. And it's interesting, the later part in the career, later on, they would go in the bathroom with you. And they're like, lift it up, move it over. It's like you couldn't. So they are now, things have changed.
Yeah.
Because he evolved, because they got wind of different things that was happening. So, yeah, you've seen that. And I played with David Boston and with the Chargers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so Big Boston, the dude was
huge. Oh, my. He was a wideout.
Dude, he was, like you said, 250, 260. Guy could look like he played tight end. I mean, he was absolutely, could fly, run a 4.4, 4.3. The guy, hey, go look this guy up, David Boston. Look how big he was and how big he is. His dad was an official.
Oh, is that right?
So we'd play games. I remember his dad actually, like, David, come on. And I was like, that's my dad. His dad was officiating our football game. So it's crazy that David's father was an official, a referee for the National Football League. But, yeah, the guy was absolutely huge.
Oh, he was. I remember watching. There's a guy named Sean Springs. I don't know if you remember Sean Springs. He's a DB.
DBs, yeah.
Ohio State as well. And it was with Ohio State.
Played with Sean. Yeah.
But he did roids, and I remember how big he got from one season to the next. And I used to do a show with him. I was like, "Oh, Sean, my God, man, that's kind of obvious what's going on here." I mean, the guy's trying.
Okay,
oh,
so yeah,
he got popped. He got. Yeah. And he got huge. I mean,
yeah.
Can you notice that when these guys get their shirts off? Like, I don't know if people have ever seen.
No, you could tell because you're ripped. It doesn't look right.
It does not.
It's not when
David Boston he looked like he was like that was. Artificial intelligence before AI.
It looked straight AI. You're like, dude, are you a human? It's like, dude, watching these guys and looking at them, I was actually jealous looking at some of these guys, how they're ripped and how ripped and how lean and how heavy. 260 pounds and you're friggin' built like that.
But and he could go.
Could fly.
That's crazy.
Could absolutely fly. But yeah, no, it's interesting just watching those guys. I was jealous.
Where I wanted to go with that is
Debo's nowhere near.
No, but I mean in terms of the style. Like I haven't seen a guy that big play the position. Debo has a very different sort of body type. Like he could almost be a hybrid tight end. But I put this to you earlier. Does it, again, if you're the GM, are you bringing Debo back? Is there a concern of just how viciously he plays the game of football? And while he's not even at 30, he's an old 30. And is that something you take into account?
I think you have to. I think when you look at Debo Samuels and you think about how he plays the game and what is he. For this year, you saw Debo at times when, you know, you're like, man, where's Debo? Step up, make a play. And you saw him, you know, run a reverse and he just keeps running, keeps stringing to the outside and just runs out of bounds. Where if it's last year or the year before, he'd string it, get close to out of bounds. He'd put his foot in the ground and turn in and run over like two or three guys and just people like, Debo, because you didn't see that this year. You saw Debo at times catch the ball, boom, a guy's got his leg, he'd hop one time, two times, and just get down. You see him, you know, run the ball from running back position, make a couple moves, and just when he and it was nowhere else to go, he would shake, and just get down. You're like, okay, where's Debo? Is Debo losing it? So it start bringing, you know, skeptics, and people are like, man, I'm used to seeing Debo do more. Then the Rams games, okay, you see him showcase, boom, hits him in the hand, drops it. Okay, I want the ball, drops it. And then Miami game. Then you see Debo run over people. You saw him hit the hole, take two, three guys to bring him down. You see him hopping on one leg, hop out of tackles. You see him come across on that crossing route, gets hit in the leg. He twirls around, picks up another 10, 15 yards. You see him just turn into Debo. You're like, wow, where's this been? I'm telling you, mentally, it's tough. I think mentally, Debo's like, okay, is this team, we're not really going, I don't know. So I catch it. Okay, I'm going to get down. He still looks good, looks average, look like everyone else, but it wasn't Debo. It wasn't that salt and pepper, you know, that you add that flavor to it. It was just, here it is, we're not going to season. Debo played with that seasoning, running over guys, and this year you didn't see it. Miami, you saw that glimpse. And you say, wow, where has this been? So it tells you one or two things. Two was, one, did he play with that type of effort the whole year? Is he choosing and picking when can he do it? Because he's saying, the effect on my body, it hurts me. So I'm only going to play like this when I have to. Or is it, hey, look, I can't do it like this with the consistency that I need to. So I think as a GM, that's what you got to look at. You got to go through. It's just, okay, he was being late. You can't just make one answer. You got to go through and say, was it this? Was it that? what has happened. But you got to see that game against Miami. You could say, here's a highlight. Here it is. This is the guy you're getting. If you're going to trade him, you show teams, say, we know this is what this guy can do. Is it best for Debo to get a fresh start? And say, has he became comfortable here with this Niners organization that, hey, look, we know we're not going to push him. He knows he's a leader. We shouldn't have to tell him that. Should we say, is this a guy that we say, look, we got to let him go. Can we trade him to get a second round, to get a third round? And we can't miss on that. And now trade him to another team. And that team, what they're going to get, they're going to get Debo. Whoever gets Debo, if they do decide to trade Debo, Debo's going to play well next year because of the fact he would be at a new place, and now he knows that the spotlight is on him.
It's sort of the harsh realities of the NFL when you think about the way he was used by the 49ers. Because the 49ers, they put him, they created that wide back position. They ran him right up in that A gap. Yeah. They used the hell out of him.
It's running back.
They're not thinking about prolonging his. Debo has to take care of Debo because the 49ers are just going to use you until you can. Once you lose that half step, next. I mean, that's sort of the NFL in a nutshell. They don't care. They're about winning games and who's the player that can get me the most yards on any particular down. They're not thinking about, well, he's in line for a new contract.
But that's the game.
Yeah.
But that's the game they pull. Look at Brock
Which
Purdy.
Which is why, again, getting back to Brock Purdy, and you're a former player, it's like, get yours because they sure as hell aren't taking care of you.
Look at Patterson. Patterson playing with the Steelers. Cordell Patterson. They got him at playing running back now. He doesn't play hardly wide out. He's darn near. He's a third string running back. He goes. He caught a pass for a touchdown because they know he runs hard, can do those things. So teams are going to put you in a situation to say, okay, go play that position. Debo was one of the better running backs in this league. When you think about when Debo was playing 2-3 years ago, when they used him at that position, dude, he might be the reason why they didn't beat the Rams in the NFC Championship on that 4th-and-1, give the ball to Debo, jet sweep. Debo was carrying that team. You know, look what he did against Green Bay in the playoffs, all those things. Debo was carrying him. So Debo, yeah, you say they're going to use him up, but he can carry it. It was like he was running over guys. He's big enough that he can play running back and be a darn good one. It's just this year you've seen how he fell off and maybe the eagerness and maybe just didn't have it. Against the Miami Dolphins, he showed you that he still has spurts of being great. So I think that it's going to be an interesting decision what the Niners are going to do this offseason.
I mean, it was a tough season, but it seemed as though the worm really began to turn when he went after the long snapper, Tabor Pepper. Do you think in retrospect he regrets doing that?
Of course. And I guarantee he's apologized. Hey, man, I was heated a moment, man. You know, he was going after the kicker. The field goal kicker, and the long snapper stepped up to do his job. Say, hey, man, leave him alone, you know. And Debo said, man, be quiet. So that's how that probably played out. I imagine he said something to the kicker, and then the long snapper jumps in there and tries to defend his guy. So, yeah, without a doubt, Debo would have handled that different. Without a doubt, he wishes he wouldn't because you got exposed after that. After that, you got exposed because they gave you an opportunity to say, okay, now – don't worry about the kicker. Now it's on you to go win the game against the Rams. And he didn't deliver.
Speaking of the kickers, Mr. Moody, I don't know. Moody. Are we bringing this guy back? Third round draft pick? I don't know that Jake Moody is. I mean, I think if he comes back, he's got to win the job, right?
Oh, he's got to win it.
What are your relationships with kickers? I mean, how are they? We always hear about how these guys are treated in the locker room. And I mean, they're sort of. They're doing their own thing. They're on a stationary bike, but they're so pivotal, right? Who was kicking for you guys?
Oh man, I had a lot of great kickers. Al Del Greco when I was with the Titans.
Tennessee, yeah, he was good.
Yeah, Al Del Greco, but shoot, he choked. Remember it against Baltimore when we lost to Baltimore?
I don't remember.
We lost to Baltimore. We played there. We had the best record in the NFL. We friggin' had home field. That's the year the Ravens won the Super Bowl. We barely lost. Al Del Greco kicks a low kick, gets ran back. He played horrible. Al Del Greco played. So had him played with I played with some great kickers. And with the Saints, had Morton Anderson.
Oh, God.
So
he looked like a fun dude.
Morton was drove his little Porsche.
Yeah, Dutchman he had the long hair and he had the mullet rocking.
Oh, Morton Anderson was a great guy.
He was probably like 50 when he was.
Yeah, loved talking to him. He was a good guy. Always, he was great. And So I had
But like a guy like you as a star on the team or as a regular, what's your association with the kicker?
You know, I was good. Nate Caden's a good friend of mine with the Chargers. He had a horrible year against the Jets. I had kickers that went and seen psychologists. Seriously. Because they go at practice, make 50, 60-yard field goals, get them in the game. And absolutely, you don't think Moody kicks these field goals in practice? Man. It's crazy. The field goal kicker is so much like golf because I'm telling you, you go out there and you watch them at practice. The guys get around them. We get behind them. We lay on the ground. You ought to see what happens at practice when a field goal kicker, at the end of the game, we say, let's do it. Guys are yelling, running behind him, running through. Coach let guys go crazy and just to make it, try to be the same element. And they're just nailing it. And then we got in a game, and you see guys just...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joke. It's so crazy kind of watching, guys just crash and burn right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, so the 49ers have got to make some changes, one of which could come at the kicking position. I just want to get back to closing out his season. Brock Purdy, let's make no bones about it. He's playing for a contract. Like, as much as he wants to win games, he's going to say the right thing, right? Like, we're just here. We want to win. We want to end on an up note. He's playing football right now. His incentive is to show guys like you and I to stop with the Sam Darnold talk that I'm your quarterback of the future, and he wants to end on an up note. Does he not? I mean, isn't that why he's getting out of bed to play these games? The last two games of the season is to convince all the doubters out there, not only the 49ers, but maybe the fan base, that, yes, I'm indeed the guy of the future.
Brock Purdy, here's the deal. Brock Purdy in a million years did not think he was going to be this guy. Brock Purdy is a 12th round, mystery irrelevant, not going to get drafted. His last pick in the draft. Everyone said, okay, who is this guy? Brock Purdy sees the moment. And you know what? It's like, oh my goodness, I'm here. And that's what makes him so unique. He sees the moment, and it's not a big deal to him. He's like, man, I don't supposed to be here. That's why he's such a grounded guy, and his faith has got him this far. And that's why if you watch him and listen to him, dude, Brock Purdy never have to play football down in his life, and Brock Purdy will be fine. A lot of guys can't say that.
That's true.
Brock Purdy is built different. So you got to realize, this is not what he plays for. He knows his purpose. He knows what his purpose is on this world, this earth. He believes it's to serve. He has it. He has everything right. He has the intangibles, and that's what makes Brock Purdy unique. So Brock Purdy, is the money going to come? Yeah, but Brock's going to be like, I don't care. He's telling his agent, do what you got to do. I get it. I don't disrespect me, because money is not anything to Brock. That's not what drives Brock Purdy. But he's going to be in a place where, look, if you come at this guy at $20 million a year, $15 million, he's laughing. It's not even an issue. He's just like, even though I'm a nice guy, you can't disrespect me. And because we just know what he got. So if you're looking at it 35, 40, you start getting serious at 35. Brock Purdy understands, though, too. He's no fool. He understands he has limitations. Brock Purdy understands that, hey, look, I can't do all the things that some guys do, but guess what? I can beat them because I'm more cerebral. I can beat them because I'm going to follow design of this offense. I can beat them because I understand where I need to go with the ball. I understand this is not about me. That's what makes Brock Purdy so special and so unique, that this guy is going to get paid no matter what, but it's not about the dollar amount that's going to defy this guy.
Has anybody had a pay increase? Like what it is that he's about to get, even if it's at $40, $50, $60 million. I mean, the guy made less than $1 million. I'm trying to think if anybody's gone from $800,000, $900,000 to $50 million a year or even $45 million a year. He might be the one and only.
I think it's relevant, because I think if you think about a guy who was kind of like that, I think it goes back, and I couldn't stand him, but I love him as a man, is Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner went from stacking groceries to league MVP to making, so if you're talking about.
How does that dude slip through the fingers?
Right. How did he slip through? It's absolutely amazing how this guy.
Iowa Barnstormer.
Right.
So he was playing.
Right. Dude's just out packing groceries. Look at this guy. Wins Super Bowl, MVP of the league. Unbelievable.
So before we got to get to, we got a couple of minutes before we get to a break. So Brock Purdy this past week, he gave all of his offensive linemen a new SUV. You know, he's sponsored by Toyota, so they probably fit the tab. But everyone, I think there was 10 of them, brand new. They told him to come out to the parking lot. Brand new SUV, Toyota SUVs. And they were over the moon. I'm just curious, because, again, man, every time I get you in studio, I want to know, was it Drew Brees? Because usually the offensive linemen get rewarded. Back in the day, used to be Rolex watches or whatever, they get taken care of. But my man, it might have been LaDainian Tomlinson. Somebody needed to kick down to you for being the lead guy, getting up and in there and paving a way for your man.
You know, it's crazy, because I get on him all the time still, and I mess with him. Eddie George. That sucker, he bought all the linemen ATVs.
Oh, wow. Speaking of big dudes out of Ohio State, that's another one.
827 was a big fella. That dude's 6'4". He just built like a Greek god, too. And he bought them all ATVs, and I think he took me and him with it. He took me to dinner, like, load them. Y'all load them. You're my guy. He got all those guys brand new ATVs, and I got dinner out of it. So But you look at what Brock. I mean, Brock probably spent. He got them at cost maybe $50,000.
Oh, I'm sure Toyota. That's their. He's sponsored by Toyota.
Yeah, but he still. I mean, he probably paid something.
I don't think he paid a dime, because I think it was a big promotion for Toyota, because they ran the thing. It was a video clip, and so Toyota probably just said, hey, man, we'll flip the tab on this. This is what you want.
All they had to do was pay the taxes, because that's just how it is. But you know what? That's kudos to him.
What'd you do with your first check?
You know what? First check, I didn't do much, man. I sent some home to mom, of course. Mom, dad, just take care of them. Just don't let them know how I appreciate it.
Come on, man. What was your first rig? Give me something.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't buy a car the first year. I drove a Dodge Ram 50, the little trucks.
You can take the man out of Clovis.
Exactly. Bro, you got to realize I'm a little Lemur boy. So everyone's in the league say, what are you driving? I drove a four banger, those little mid-sized, those little small trucks. I had a Dodge Ram. I think I put an air conditioner in it, because My sophomore year, I bought it. My dad bought it for me brand new, no AC. He's like, I said, no, Dad, don't worry about it. Just give me a truck AC. So I just, and it's 110 in Lemoore, no AC. Had it college. When I got in the league, I put an AC in it. I drove it from California to New Orleans, where I got played with the Saints. Kept the truck the whole year. It just lived in an apartment. I wasn't going crazy, man. I wasn't one of those guys that needed a new car, no Benz. I don't got a flash, bro. I'd rather keep those Benjamins.
At some point, you must have splurged, like on that second contract.
Yeah. And I mean, I bought a, you know what I did? But I bought
a Ford. You don't have to tell me.
No, Ford Explorer.
That's pretty modest.
Yeah, I was.
Hell, I bought a Ford Explorer.
Yes, bro. I wasn't doing it, bro. I never. The biggest car, the biggest purchase that was for me was a Cadillac. Escalade.
Oh, Cadillac Escalade.
That was probably the biggest car for myself.
There you go. Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah. But I was.
Now you're pimping.
And you know what I pimped on it? Guess what I put on the license plate?
What's up?
Low Daddy, baby. Low Daddy. Yeah, you like that, Cam? That's what I put on the plates, baby. Low Daddy. I drive around town and, "Low Daddy, I saw you." You're like, "Oh, let me get rid of these plates."
How does that work? So if you are traded, do you go through a realtor or do they help you out? Like, let's say
teams usually have someone.
And are you buying or are you renting or how's that?
Well, most guys, you it depends on who you are. You know if you're going to be there a year, 2 years or so. When I was with the Saints, I bought a house, 81 Shields Avenue. Still remember the address. I kept the house. I sold it right before the big hurricane hit New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yes. So sold that house. I bought
it. What's the ward? Fourth ward?
Ninth ward, fifth ward, all kind of wards down there. So, yeah, I lived in Kenner right off of Esplanade. So bought a house, bought it from Gene. Gene was a safety on our team. He was selling it. He's like, I'll buy
Atkins?
It. Gene Atkins.
Was it?
Mean Gene. How you know Gene Atkins? Well, that was a good pull.
Hell yeah.
Mean Gene was crazy, boy. I was in New Orleans. I mean, these cats bringing, I mean, you got to realize it was the Wild Wild West back in it. I mean, guys bringing guns, locker rooms, guys fight. It was just like, I grew up in that era where I saw the transition. You got to realize I came in early 90s, you know, 2000s, you know, almost I saw three transitions. So yeah. 16 years. So you just like, wow. So I caught, you know, from Ronnie Lott, LT, you know, the minister. So I played with a lot of these guys.
Reggie White.
Reggie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was in an era that, you know, the Dome Patrol, Pat Swift. So I was with Ricky Jack. So I played in some good eras. And then I played as recent up to Patrick Willis, you know? So it was, when you play 16 years, you get to see, you catch a lot of different people and a lot of, you know, football especially, it's very trendy.
Who's, give me like a list of, if you had to pick a top two or three characters of all time in the NFL. Were they in New Orleans?
New Orleans. I called my mom. I said, "Mama, come stay with me." Them brothers had me. Brothers had trophy cases in their mouth, all that gold, brother. I was like, "Mama, come see me. I'm scared." Hey, bro, it was, in the way they talked in New Orleans, it was like, okay, so you go out, whatever. And you're like, I'm like, you're no California guy. So you just, it's a different space, a different era, an aura. So I'm going to go out with this girl, right? I meet her, we're talking. She goes, I mean, you know, we start talking for a while. And she's like, "Hey, I want you to come over for dinner." Yeah. I'm like, okay. She said, "I got to," and I'm like, "I'd love to." She said, what do you want for dinner?" I said, "I would like this." And she goes, "Okay, I got to go make groceries." Yeah. And it's like, wow. So they would answer the question with the question. It's like, "You want," and it's like, "Oh, can I have a piece of gum?" "Oh, you want some gum?" Yeah. I mean, it's just really different. So New Orleans to me was the most fun, the most different place. Loved it. The food's great. The people's great. The culture's great. But New Orleans, man, that place was different.
That linebacking core, probably one of the most underrated, but probably one of the best. Well, so it was Jackson Swilly. Who was the other one?
No, it was Ricky Jackson.
Yeah.
Pat Swilly.
Sam Mills.
Sam, rest in peace, Sam Mills.
Yeah.
Von Johnson had the biggest cranium, the biggest head in the world. So we're at, I'm telling you, so Pat left the year that I came in. They traded him to the Raiders. How much time we got?
You got a minute.
Okay, so we go to training camp, and I'm going to tell you the story about being in training camp as a rookie in New Orleans with the Saints, and I go and I have to bring pizza and beer to these linebackers, and I'll tell you what happened on the other side.
All right, that's the tease of teases. What happened when Lowe had to show with pizza and beer in New Orleans back in the day? You don't want to miss it. Dan Abone and Lorenzo Neal are back with more after this.
Save on premium protein at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get no antibiotics ever bone-in beef rib roast for 20% off through December 24th. Wow your guests with a fall-off-the-bone holiday centerpiece. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Do you know the most important factor in your company's success? It's your people. They're the heart of your business. So how do you harness this potential? Insperity can help. From recruiting and onboarding to employee development and retention, we'll help you build a stronger, more resilient organization. See the difference the right approach to human resources can make, because how you HR matters. Find out more at Insperity.com/HR matters.
Looking for lifelong financial guidance? Look no further than Pettinelli Financial Partners, your dedicated financial coaches for every stage of life's journey. Whether you're planning for retirement, starting a family, or buying a home, we're here for you every step of the way. Visit PettinelliFP.com. The financial consultants at Pettinelli Financial Partners are registered representatives with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Stratos Wealth Partners, a registered investment advisor. Stratos and Pettinelli are separate entities from LPL Financial.
The following is an attorney advertisement. If you get sidelined by a workplace injury, the workers' compensation attorneys at Boxer and Gerson can help get you back in the game. Our team of skilled attorneys will fight by your side for the treatment and compensation you deserve. We care about justice for injured workers. That's what makes us Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm. Call Boxer and Gerson at 510-345-2341 or visit BoxerLaw.com for a free consultation. Boxer and Gerson, your life is worth the fight.
It's that time of year again, Bay Area sports fans. Whether you're flying out to catch an away game or planning your holiday getaway, always start at San Francisco International Airport with convenient nonstop flights to your favorite sports cities and more than 130 destinations worldwide, easy parking, and amazing holiday shopping. SFO is the way to go. And this holiday season, score big. Enter SFO's holiday sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes like a $1,000 travel credit, a hotel stay, free parking, and more. Go to flysfo.com/holidays for complete terms and conditions and your chance to win today.
Have you been asking yourself, what's the secret to getting my excess weight off fast and easy like a lot of other people seem to be doing? The secret is Abundant Life Weight Loss. Our program helps you lose weight fast and easy with no exercise, no prepackaged meals, and no need to be hungry. Our program helps reset your metabolism to keep the weight off for good. Many patients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month. For your free private weight loss consultation, call 925-854-5140 or online at AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary.
Dub Nation, it's time.
Bang! Steph Curry does it again!
Time to lock in. Time to bring your A-game.
Trace Jackson Davis.
Ah! Time to show up for the team that's shown out.
Let's go all out tonight, Dub Nation.
The time is now. Get your tickets now at Warriors.com.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
This
holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
It's Dan DeVoe, it's Lorenzo Neal here on Christmas Eve. Got you for a little more than an hour. And then, of course, get ready for the big day tomorrow. By the way, 95.7 The Game, keep it right here. I was just talking to my man Cam Williams, who will be producing for the Golden State Warriors. Cam is a soldier, man. Can't believe they did that to your rig, though. You're good now, though, right, Cam?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, just the whole concept still does not make sense because I'm sitting there thinking about, like, how can they do this to people? And I'm starting to think, how many other people, maybe even across the nation, have dealt with that in a major city? Like, they're just parked in within the time frame that they need to be parked.
Legally parked.
And how many times that their cars had to get towed and they got to go pay to get the car. Mm. Or say if they didn't know that the car got towed, that they have to pay to get it out. I'm wondering if there's ways that it could be waived or something like that, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't. Yeah, you should probably say, look, you guys should pay for the Uber. You guys had to spend money that because of you, your era. It's interesting because like you said, what if you don't have, you know, your tags? Because a lot of people can't remember what their tags are.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, what do you end up doing? So it's you've got to figure it out.
Here, I got something for you. Just in case there's a little law firm out there that's listening right now.
Ah.
Let's just say, so once again, you're parked legally. You get your car towed because they want to make room for something that's going on in the street that you weren't advised of beforehand. And so they actually take it to the tow yard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that this is unbeknownst to you. So you come out, your car's missing. You find out you got to go get to the tow. You got to go to the tow yard to retrieve your rig, even though you didn't do anything wrong. And on your way, let's just say you get jumped.
Mm.
Or let's say something happens to you. Let's just say, God forbid, you know, Cam, somebody like offs you. Like somebody's got to be liable, right?
Wow.
I mean, there's got to be an attorney out there that's suing the hell out of somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got attorneys that listen to the show. They're probably going to take the text line and tell you all about it right now. What happens?
text low, man. I don't need to see that nonsense right now. So go ahead. Let's just rejoin this. Once again, if you left this, Lorenzo Neal is just regaling us in stories from back in the day when he was in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I know New Orleans always lands differently. But tell me, you were at the New Orleans Saints. You had to deliver pizza and beer as a rookie. Is that it?
Yes, rookie. We're doing training camp in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And there's a place, the Bird's Nest. There's to go there, you have some beers. But you're a rookie. You're just trying to find your way. You know, so you're like, okay, cool. So coach is going to give you a night off. So, you know, you got a guy named Robert Pigoff. You have friggin' Frank Warren. You have these
tight
guys.
Tight end Frank Warren?
Frank Warren's a hell of a player. He played D-line, too.
D-line. Yeah.
And you know, and it's Sam Mills. It's Ricky Jackson. It's Von Johnson. And all these guys are playing cards. They bring some beer and some pizza. And so it's like, all right, if I do this, hey, look, you know, take care of me. Because Brad Mustard, who's playing fullback also,
He's Stanford Brad Mustard?
Stanford Brad Mustard that left the Chicago Bears.
How's that nice little clean-cut church-going kid doing with the New Orleans Saints and all you hooligans?
Yes, he was a free agent. So you have to realize Iron Hayward got traded.
Ironhead Hayward.
Got traded to
R.I.P.?
Yes, R.I.P., definitely. Yep. He got traded to the Atlanta Falcons for a draft pick, and they drafted me. Because Ironhead was out. Brad Mustard, they signed as a free agent. So Brad Mustard was there to groom me as a fullback. And so they had me and Brad Mustard playing fullback. So Brad gets hurt in training camp. We're having training camp. So those guys tell me to bring some beer and pizza. So I tell Sam and I tell Ricky, I said, if I do this, hey, look, at practice, take it easy. I'm the only fullback. Look, because Brad's hurt. And we, you know, it's back to Dome Patrol. It's lead. It's running. It's physical. It's the Saints. It's Jim Moore.
Who was the go-to back?
At that time, Dalton Hilliard.
Oh.
LSU.
LSU's Dalton Hilliard. Yes. And Dalton gang.
Dalton. Then we had also the Eric Martin, LSU. Eric Martin, receiver. So all these guys, they're in there playing cards, Blu-ray in between. So I told him, hey, take it easy, practice. So I'm dropping it off, and then Ricky Jackson, I bring it in a beer, and like, all right, I'm sitting and watching them. In the dorm room, they're playing cards. It's about 15 of them. So I'm like, cool. I go in, I'm standing against the wall, watching, hanging out. He said, all right, Rook, you drop that off. You can get out of here now. We're in here playing cards. I said, I'll just sit and watch. I said, Rook, you heard me. Get out of here. So I'm just, you know, but he, you know, it's kind of clowning me in front of everybody. So I'm just, whatever, man. So I'm watching, and he said, you heard me. Then I look down, and he's got a knife in his hand. City champ. So Ricky Jackson called him City champ. I said, I was.
Wait.
Hey, Dan.
Let me back up here. Dan. He tells you to leave it, and then you're going back and forth.
Yeah, no, I'm not even going back and forth. I'm just like, play it off. Like, you know, you got to have some pride and heart. Like, you can't just, like, get out of here, Rook, and just bye. So you're like, all right, man, I'm going to leave. Just, but you're like watching, trying to, you know, act like you in. Hey, Rook, you heard me. I'm going to tell you again, get out of here. I said, all right, man, whatever. And I look down, he's got a knife. And he's like, I'm like, man, I'm leaving anyway. So I get out of there. I'm like, I go in my room. I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, I need to pull a knife.
So he pulled a knife.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he probably wasn't going to shank me. But I'm
holy curses.
So I'm freaking scared to death, bro. You know, it's Ricky Jackson. And it's great because me and Rick became great
Ricky
friends.
Pulled the knife?
Yeah, City Champ.
Oh.
That's what they call Ricky Jackson, City Champ. So Ricky, man, I seen Rick probably a year ago, his birthday party. Rick's a great guy. But we stay in touch. But I always mess with him. He scared me to death. And then we go to practice the next day, and I look at Sam like, hey, we're running lead. Let him know, hey, let's just brother-in-law. Let's freaking, okay. Boom, I come in there. He hits me, knocks me down. I mean, they just really made me tough.
Yeah.
The going to the New Orleans Saints was the best thing for me for my football career. I think that's the reason why I lasted as long as I did, because you couldn't be soft playing for the Saints.
Could you? Well, I know you could, but how different is the landscape? We started the show talking about media and social media, but how different is the game now for today's players? Because it might have been prevalent a little bit in the latter part of your career, but the fishbowl that players live under right now, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or all the social media, that if you read that stuff, all it is, they're punking you. They're going after you. Like, how different, first of all, is the sport today because of the infusion of social media? And how would you have dealt with it if you were in the NFL now?
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
I think.
Or there's exposure.
Oh, the exposure. Yeah. The things that you used to could get away with and just go and turn a corner and don't have to worry about anybody. Look, now you freaking, they're blowing you up. Cameras in your face. I saw you here. It's like, it'd be horrible. I for me, I don't know if it would have been bad because of the fact I wouldn't have been on it. See, a lot of guys, they post those things and all of a sudden they get upset when everyone's like, oh, coming at you because you showed that you're vulnerable and you showed that you put yourself out there. But I think the opportunity that you can have as far as the money and the money and the different things that you can do, the opportunity that Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and you know, has TikTok, what it's done for individuals, it's helped. But also I think that it takes away because, you know, sometimes you're trying to be that voice and sometimes you can say things or do something that things that can hurt you and your team and other guys around you. So you have to be careful. You look at, you know, some of the things, you know, Debo, you know, certain guys on their show, they say certain things and all of a sudden you might not said it to cause problems, like when he said, hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with Debo. I just need the ball. And you didn't say that to try to be spiteful. And all of a sudden, it blows up in your face. And everyone said, oh, he said, and then all of a sudden, you're featured and you have the drops. And now people are, oh, he said this. He said, and so it's a blessing, but also it can be very tough.
Would you have an issue, let's just say, if you were playing in the NFL right now and you're the starting fullback, and let's just say there's someone like a Draymond Green who has a popular podcast, or as you mentioned, Debo, all these guys are doing it, not after their career,
right,
but during their career. Would that be an issue, you think, in the locker room?
I think that it's an issue now. I think that what coaches tell them, say, guys, be careful. Coach can't stop you from doing it, but coaches say, hey, be careful what you do, be careful what you say. Because I'm going to tell you, there's still a lot of things that happen in a locker room that you don't sell. You don't, and there's still an amicable, a bit of still respect and trust in a brotherhood, things that people see that you just
remember don't. Antonio Brown back in the day with Pittsburgh? He went Facebook Live. And yeah. Tomlin was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's like, bro, you can't be doing that.
Right, right. And you see what happened to him. So there are certain guys that can get away with certain things. If Dre wasn't Dre, some coaches would be like, man, we're shutting this down. Some coaches wouldn't let you do it. Kerr's, you know, he kind of, you know, Kerr's different. He's like, hey, look, he's freedom. You know, he's, you know, very conservative, not really going to push and shut you down for doing certain things. But there's a lot of coaches that won't allow that even today, that saying you can go and I want you to have your own podcast and do your things. A lot of coaches prohibit that.
All right, I just want to take, and we can get back to stories, and if anybody wants to hear more from Lowe, hit us up at 888-957-9570. I just want to go through, because you keep an eye on this stuff. By the way, how'd you do in your pool? Last time we were talking to you.
Still alive, baby.
Are you really?
I'm still alive.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How many dudes? How many guys are left?
I think it's still like maybe 75 to 100.
Okay.
Yeah, but it started off at 500 people. It's dwindling down.
And the pot's like serious.
The pot's serious.
All right.
Pot's very serious.
All right. So as I just take a look at the NFC, and I want to start in the NFC West, a division that in the beginning of the year, everybody felt as though the San Francisco 49ers, there was nobody that was, I mean, I remember having these shows like the 49ers winning that division is a foregone conclusion.
Sure. Sure.
And now when you look at the NFC West, first of all, I want you to take a look at the division, not only for this year and how far you think, or if you think someone out of the NFC West can surprise the Eagles, the Lions, or the Minnesota Vikings, but just going forward, when I say Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals, what are your thoughts of the landscape of that division, and who are the teams you need to keep an eye on?
Team to beat, no fact. No, without a question, the team to beat in the NFC West is the Rams. When you, it's a matter of, who are you going to groom for the quarterback? You got a young team. You look at the Rams. Their defense is very young. You look at the running backs. They got a young running back. You think of Kua. You think of Puka. They have a young nucleus of guys. It's the quarterback position that you worry about. You're probably going to play there another two years max. But you have a good team, and they already went through their rebuilding. They already pressed reset. You don't have the best defensive lineman who retired in the NFL. You have to realize, Aaron Donald, this Rams team has already pressed reset, and they are competing. And, yes, I think the Rams, offensively, they can score with anyone in the NFC. You saw them get in a shootout with the Buffalo Bills and win. The Rams, to me, you're talking about a team, you talk about one of the worst teams in the NFC that may get in, the Rams, but I think they're one of the deadliest in, you know, a team that you better respect, because they're playing pretty good defense, and you know their offense can put up some points.
You know, when you think about the Rams, it wasn't that long ago. Remember where they just put all their chips in the middle of the table?
Yep.
They said, forget about draft picks, man. We want Marcus Peters and Dominic Sue, Odell Beckham Jr. They went after everybody, and they won that Super Bowl.
Yep.
And everybody thought, like, well, what are you going to do in the future? And here they are again. It wasn't that long.
It wasn't that long ago that they put all their chips in the table, like you alluded to, and then they went down, but it wasn't long. And now look at the rebuilding that they have put together.
Massive. Which is, I think there's something to build off of that if you're a 49er fan, because as bad as this year is, you alluded to, so they won the Super Bowl against Cincinnati, if you recall.
Yes.
They had the worst, statistically, the worst season, one-loss record, following a Super Bowl championship. They went 5-12. So again, and here they are again. If there's something to take away from the Rams, it's not as though you won a Super Bowl. Now you're going to be irrelevant for the next 10 years or until lightning strikes again or the planets are aligned. If you have smart people like McVay, like Demoff, then you can, you know, windows, I think we're under this impression that windows close and it's like, well, you know, maybe my kids' kids or grandkids will witness the Super Bowl. It does not have to be that long if they prove nothing else.
No, it doesn't have to be that long if you do it the right way.
Exactly.
And they built the right way. But you have to realize, early in the season, they were thinking about trading Cup. They were getting ready to see if they could get some draft picks for him. But they held on, held until guys got healthy, and they put together a run. But you have to realize, you talk about the NFC
West. 1-4 start.
Yep, the 1-4 start. The NFC West, you say, if you had to start and you're saying which you had the quarterbacks, you would put Stafford at number one. It's a reason why they're right now. You would say, who is the best quarterback in the NFC West? It'd be Stafford. And then I'd say second, it'd probably be, you know, Brock Purdy. But if you talk about just quarterback and now longevity, Brock would probably be the guy that you're looking at. But if you're saying right now, who's the best quarterback in the NFC?
Oh, there's no doubt.
It's no doubt. It's not even close.
Where are you at with Kyler Murray?
I think he's a talent. I don't think he's too small. He's too small. He's got to get outside the pocket. He can't function in the pocket. Just can't see. He's only 5'8", 5'9", at the most. And choose, he's 5'10", maybe on his tiptoes. Once his athletic ability starts to slide, he's going to be done because he'll never be a great pocket quarterback. He just doesn't have it. That's another guy that you need so many other things around him to be great. A great offensive line that won't let the pocket collapse in his face. You got to move him out to the side. Because you get him outside the pocket, he can throw, he can run. He's pretty dangerous when he gets outside the pocket. But I just don't think that he's that guy.
Kyler Murray, every time I see that guy play, there's at least two or three passes. Like, he'll play well, and there's like two or three passes. Like, what
are you doing?
Were you seeing, man? Like, what were you seeing? But I think he's a perfect example of how today's – Steve Young always talks about this – how today's quarterback – has to throw from the pocket, but you also now more than ever have got to be able to get outside and extend plays. That's the way the game's played right now.
Yes.
You can't be, yes. you can't, Mac Jones is not going to work in 2024. Mm-hmm. The right balance or the right chord that you want to strike is that you don't want to bail after your first two reads are covered. You want to go through the whole progression and then get out.
Right.
But I think Jaden Daniels is the perfect sort of modern quarterback.
Yeah.
I think you're seeing that where today's quarterbacks recognize that I've got to stay in the pocket, but I also have to have the physical tools to get to the outside. Is Brock Purdy in that, would you put him in that category?
One thing I can say about Brock Purdy, Kyler Murray is way faster. Yeah, he can do way more with his legs, but Brock Purdy has an amazing ability to get out of harm's way. He can scramble, does that little twirl, step on a dime and restart. He's got a quick step. He can get out of the pocket and be dangerous. Brock Purdy has the ability to be that quarterback that you're talking about. Well, he is one of those quarterbacks that you're talking about. When you think about a guy that still can throw from the pocket, but he's got to be able, because the way the league is now, you can't ask your offensive lineman to block, and everyone's going to block. Everyone's going to get all five of those guys are going to block everyone solid every time. It's impossible. It's impossible to play those odds. Somebody's getting beat on every single, and your quarterback is going to have to make a guy miss every now and then. It's interesting because you're talking about, hey, what guys can get out of pocket? Who are those quarterbacks that you look at that? Because like Steve Young said, Steve Young could have played in this era. There's certain guys that couldn't play in this era because they were too statuesque. But then you look at Tom Brady. He's a guy that you say couldn't play in this era, but he played in it. Why? Because he was so meticulous with his feet. He would step up 2 inches and still move to the side, and guys would go flying by me like, why can't they sack him? Because he didn't panic. Guys panic in the pocket. They step up instead of one step, it's two, and they run right into harm's way. That's what the unique ability that made him the GOAT, Tom Brady. So, yes, this league is definitely, you got to have athletic ability.
All right, let's get out to the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Are you kidding me? That guy? That guy. My man. My man. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Where you been?
My man.
Hey, fellas. Happy holidays, Devone, my guy. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a freestyle to step to. You know what I'm saying? And then there he is, Low Neil. Low Neil, my guy from the Valley. You know the fam is from Hanford, and I know you're from next door.
Remember,
I used to call with you in Salisbury on Monday nights.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
Hey, I just want to say it's really good talking to both of you, you guys again. Devone, I listen to you once in a while on the when you were with the Warriors and on Saturdays, and it's the first time I call in since everything's changed. But I just want to say happy holidays to you guys and my guy. Ricky Henderson, rest in peace.
All right,
and then Devone, I do have a freestyle.
I was going to say you are not getting off that easy. All right, hold on. Do you need a beat?
Not yet, but a couple things. And I was listening to you last week, and I think the Warriors need one more, and they don't need a superstar, and what they need is an impact player, like another veteran to come in and hold down the fort. I don't know who that is. But remember, I used to call you at night, and I used to tell you, we need one more cat to hold down the fort when Steph and the boys go out, and we still need that guy.
So, yeah, one of the reasons why...
What do you think of this, Lo?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to sing your praises that back in the day when I did a show at night, that guy would call in.
Yeah.
And not only was he a good caller, but he had personality because he's going to freestyle for us. But that guy, go ahead. What do you got for Lo?
And for Lo, now, I was telling a buddy of mine the other day, I said, look, next year, this season's a wrap for the Niners. It's over, right? It's over. So what you need to do is somehow, I don't care, you know, sell the fort, mortgage the house, do what you got to do, but somehow the 49ers need to make it to Super Bowl 60 and at least compete and try to win number 6 in Santa Clara next year. Mm. I don't know how they're going to do it. But you could lose 4 years after that. But if you win number 6 in Santa Clara, that's legendary. So whatever they need to do, I think, what's your take on it, that they need to somehow get to that Super Bowl in their own house and win it next year?
I love it. I think that'd be unbelievable. You get win that Super Bowl next year in Santa Clara, man, that was one word, like you said, legendary.
It goes down in the books. I mean, if you got to do more Deion Sanders-type concert contracts 1 year there, get this guy in here. Hey, what do you want to play for a title? Let's go. Let's win it in Santa Clara and you know, go down in history.
Remember that? There was this rash of Super Bowls. Tampa Bay, you mentioned Tom Brady won that thing in Tampa Bay.
Right.
And I want to say the Rams won that thing. Yeah, exactly. The Rams would. All right, Dak guy, without further ado, do you need a beat?
Give me a funky bass line. Let's see if I can send you guys off. And I got something special for you for Christmas right now.
Cam, what do you got for him?
Here we go.
Nice and slow. We're gonna do this slow. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2. Happy holidays, and I want you to hear it. It's Christmas time, and I got the spirit. The bay is chilling, the sun is out, and that's what Christmas is all about. The time is now, the place is here, and the whole yay area is filled with cheer. My name is DRE with the mic in my hand, and I'm chilling and cooling just like the snowman. So open your eyes and lend me a ear. Devone, Low Neil, and 95.7 The Game want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
I love it. Love it. Damn.
Bring that guy back, ladies and gentlemen.
Bring that back. Here we go. Here we go.
Start it over.
Keep it going, baby.
Pick up where that guy left off.
Okay.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay. Well, the week before Christmas, all through the school, the students were all working and using their brains, but thinking of sweets like striped candy canes. Then up on the roof, they rolled such a clatter that we ran from the room to see what was the matter. But what to our wondering eyes should appear? What a bad little sleigh and 8 awesome reindeer. Ah! Here we go, Lolo. Here we go.
My man.
I love it. Yeah, that guy, man. I haven't heard from him in a while. Good job, Lo.
That's good stuff. I love having a good time.
What was I going to ask you?
I'm distracted here.
Here's the thing. Oh, I wanted to go through the NFL. Oh, no. I know what I did.
You was going through the NFL. You talked about Brock Purdy. We're talking about Kyler Murray. You're talking about every once or twice you'll see this guy and you're like, what the hell is he throwing that ball for?
Yeah, and then I talked about the balance of being able to get in the pocket and get outside of the pocket. Here's a name that was bantered about earlier in the show. You keep an eye on college football, Shedeur Sanders?
I like him. Yes,
really?
I do.
Because
like
I hear
him.
So many guys on the inside, like the quote unquote experts, are like, "Nah, he is
poison."
Like that? No, it's not that his attitude. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have the mechanics. And I like what it is that I've seen. But there are a lot of people that are out on Shedeur Sanders as far as being an NFL talent.
You know what? I think that if you get Shedeur, when you talk about NFL talent, he can make the throws. So we know that he has the talent. The biggest thing is like, who's going to get him and who's going to nature him? Who's going to get this guy and make him go to the fundamentals? Because he's getting by on athletic ability. You see his ability to run, scramble, do all those things that are around. But you're going to get a guy that if you can temper the crowd and keep the talking heads and the fans calm, this is one of those guys that you say, look, let's let him sit 4, 5, 6 weeks to let him learn to stand more football. Because you don't want to throw this guy to the wolves. Because he is talented. He will make things happen with his legs. Come on. When guys are saying he can't do it, come on. Here's a team. Deion came there. They were losing. Look at what he's done in 2 years. You can't tell me, and we talked about it. We all talk about it. It starts with the quarterback position. This guy has carried and has done so many things for the Colorado, and they're in a, you know, they're playing some good competition. You can't say that this guy doesn't have talent. You can't say that he doesn't have the athletic ability to play in this league. It's a matter of how do you nature it? Who's going to foster it? Who's going to coach him? Because the guy can't throw the ball.
Well, you know what Michael Irvin and the talk out in Dallas is that draft Shedeur, replace McCarthy with his old man, Deion Sanders.